Radio Prague News.
The Minister of Culture, Jiří Besser, failed to claim co-ownership in a U.S.-based company and property in Florida, the website Insider reports. Schools with asbestos risks number at least 293, the Czech school inspectorate reports. And teachers' unions have decided to strike on December 7th to protest planned changes in salary tables. The Minister of Culture, Jiří Besser, failed to claim his co-ownership in a U.S.-based company and property in Florida worth $230,000, the website Insider has reported. The minister says that he had informed his partners in the Comoros Group that he would be leaving the company and had only recently found that he was still a registered partner. The news site Aktualnie.cz also reported on Friday that Mr. Besser's partner in the company, Pavel Hrach, was convicted 1 month ago of bribing the manager of a consolidation agency. Mr. Besser has said the company never undertook any business activity and generated no profit, but he says he is prepared to take legal responsibility for his oversights. Insulation and fireproofing panels that could release asbestos are in at least 293 schools, the Czech school inspectorate reports. The city hall in České Budějovice closed three primary schools in a housing estate this week after health workers discovered the presence of asbestos. The number comes from a questionnaire sent out to 8,500 schools asking whether the panels were used in their construction and whether recent renovations have taken place that could have disturbed the panels. The result is preliminary and the inspectorate is to carry out an analysis next week. The Czech government has agreed to send 30 military medical specialists to Slovakia, where doctors are quitting en masse in a labor dispute over low salaries. The reinforcements will reportedly include 11 surgeons, 10 anesthesiologists, and a number of traumatologists, X-ray specialists, and others. The Czech press agency reports that the cost of the assistance will be split between Prague and Bratislava. As of Wednesday, 1,200 of Slovakia's 7,000 doctors had resigned, leaving four of the country's hospitals in critical condition and another 16 in jeopardy. Teachers' unions have decided to strike for 1 hour on December 7th, when the government will be discussing changes in teachers' salary tables. The unions are protesting a proposal to leave teachers' salaries to the discretion of headmasters rather than their length of service. The proposal would affect primarily older teachers, who statistics show make up more than half of the teaching force. The head of the teachers' unions, František Dobšík, says many teachers could theoretically lose 4,600 crowns off their pay. He says they're not yet planning a demonstration, but a suspension of classes until 9 a.m. next Wednesday, and it is not yet clear how many people will be taking part. Police have accused two men with ethnic defamation and disturbing the peace after an attack on African-American singer Tonya Graves last Saturday. Ms. Graves, who lives permanently in the Czech Republic, said that the men shouted racist slogans at her while she was alone in a restaurant in Vimperk and pulled her hair and spat on her. The 41-year-old frontwoman of the band Monkey Business said it was the first time she had come across such an incident in the Czech Republic. She said she was well and considered the matter closed. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions at the weekend are expected to be cloudy with scattered showers and daytime highs of around 6 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Bellinger. In today's program, we look at a new proposal that would legalize marijuana for medical purposes in the Czech Republic. We'll also have the latest business news. And a little later in the program, we talk to director Miroslav Ondruš about the new Czech thriller Vendetta. Don't go away. A government expert group is adding the finishing touches to new draft legislation proposing the legalization of marijuana for medical purposes. While still banning patients from growing medical cannabis on their own, the amended legislation allows importing as well as the cultivation of medical hemp by local private companies under strict state supervision. The committee, whose existence was prompted by a petition initiated earlier this year by doctors, researchers, and patients, and is supported by the chairwoman of the lower house of parliament, is supposed to submit the final draft proposal to the prime minister in about a week's time. Pavla Horáková has more.
While Czechs rank among Europe's top marijuana users, cultivation of hemp for medical purposes remains illegal, and until May this year, no cannabis-based medicines had been approved in the country. Now, a special committee, including MPs and experts from the Health, Justice and Interior Ministries, is preparing new legislation in order for patients to be able to purchase medical cannabis legally as of mid-next year. If all goes according to plan, people like Helena Stachová, an old-age pensioner who has been suffering from back pains for years, will no longer have to grow hemp plants on the sly.
I grew pot plants, only 5 of them, so I wouldn't get arrested and go to jail. I harvested the flowers and leaves. I dried them, and what I tried to do is prepare ointment by preserving them in pure lard.
The amendments envisage 2 options: imports of dried hemp flowers, for example from the Netherlands, and production in local greenhouses by private companies that would supply the substance to pharmacies. Jindřich Vobořil is the Czech government's coordinator for drug policy.
We will issue licenses to individual private companies, though under some restrictions, and they'll grow the plants under the supervision of a government agency.
The agency will also stipulate precise rules regulating the amount of active ingredients in the plant. A register of patients would protect the users from criminal prosecution. Tomáš Zima, the dean at the First Faculty of Medicine in Prague, is the head of the government's expert committee.
This will serve the authorities whose task it is to prosecute drug abuse, so they could verify that a particular patient is allowed to possess such and such amount of the substance prescribed by a doctor.
If the legislation is approved, in a year's time, Mrs. Stachová will be able to collect her ointment from a pharmacy in exchange for a doctor's prescription. Patients with chronic pain are among those eligible for prescription of medical cannabis. Other conditions include Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, psoriasis, anorexia, asthma, cancer or AIDS-related illnesses.
Pavla Horáková reporting. Now we turn to the latest business news, and for that I'm joined in the studio by Jan Richter.
Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has warned of disastrous consequences the collapse of the euro would have for the Czech economy. Speaking in Prague on Thursday, Mr. Kalousek said a systemic financial collapse of the eurozone would have a fatal economic, fiscal and social impact on the Czech Republic. All political parties would have to come together to face the challenge, as the country would struggle to survive. Mr. Kalousek said that next year Czechs are more likely than not to face problems they couldn't have imagined since the fall of communism. When asked whether the government was outlining any contingency plan, Mr. Kalousek said they wouldn't be doing their jobs if they weren't.
The Czech National Bank on Tuesday released the results of a stress test Czech banks underwent in September. The test showed sufficient stability of the banking sector even in the case of a double-dip scenario, combining a negative development of the Czech economy with an escalation of the fiscal crisis in the eurozone, the central bank said. The bank's capital adequacy ratio is high, reaching 15.7% by the end of September. As part of the test, the central bank wrote off all bonds of the endangered eurozone countries held by Czech banks, which by the end of September amounted to 24 billion crowns. The test showed that credit risk represented the major threat for Czech banking sector. Czech banks' credit risk reached 8.9% and is on the rise.
2 days after the Czech central bank released the results of a stress test, the Moody's rating agency on Thursday downgraded Czech banks' outlook from stable to negative. The agency's report reflects its view that the bank's operating environment will weaken, driven by the expectation that GDP growth will decelerate to 1.9% in 2011 and to 0.6% in 2012, well below pre-crisis levels. That will create renewed pressure on the bank's asset quality and impair their profitability and capitalization, the Moody's report said.
The U.S.-Japanese firm Westinghouse on Thursday signed a cooperation agreement with the Czech engineering company Vítkovice with a view to supply components for 2 planned blocks at the Temelín nuclear power plant. Westinghouse is one of three bidders in a multi-billion tender to build new reactors at the Temelin plant, along with France's Areva and the Russian state enterprise Atomstroy Export. Vítkovice, one of the Czech Republic's largest engineering firms, signed a similar deal with the Russian bidder in October, while the French bidder Areva says it is in the final stage of talks with Vítkovice on signing an agreement on future cooperation.
The German-owned, Czech-based car manufacturer Škoda Auto has announced plans to develop a new SUV model. Škoda CEO Winfried Wahland told the Czech edition of Forbes magazine on Tuesday the new vehicle would be a class larger than Škoda's current Yeti model and should compete with cars such as Kia Sorento. The development of the new car, which could be named Bigfoot, according to some media reports, is only in the early stages and could take up to 5 years to complete, Mr. Wahland said. The news suggests that Škoda could in the future also manufacture higher-class cars, although its owner, the Volkswagen Group, would like the producer to focus on cheaper models such as Citigo and Rapid.
Jan Richter there with the business news. Unfortunately, not all good news when considering the warning there by the finance minister. We'll be following that story, and you can keep up with the latest news from Prague by visiting our website, radio.cz, where you can also sign up for a free daily newsletter if you so desire. Now we turn to today's main feature. In this week's Arts, my guest is the new film director, Miroslav Ondruš, whose debut feature film, Vendetta, is now in Czech cinemas. The film, as the name suggests, is a psychological thriller with revenge at its dark heart.
To, co se stalo, je hrozné. Ale život musí jít dál.
To nemůžete nikdy pochopit, dokud to neprožijete.
Ujasněme si jednu věc. Tohle celý řídím já.
Vendetta stars an intense Ondřej Vetchy as a father who loses a loved one, and it's already being touted as one of his finest performances ever. One of the first things I discussed with the director Miroslav Ondruš, though, was Vendetta's genre roots.
Yeah, you know, the Vendetta is genre movie, you know, and few people told that it's bullshit to do this kind of movies because we have no tradition. For me, it's debut to do the movie, which isn't just for us, just for Czech Republic. And, you know, people told us after the CD movie that it doesn't look like Czech movie. So I'm happy that that we did something different.
So that was a look that you were going for from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Would you really say that the Czech Republic is completely without genre? Because I know that there is sort of a tradition of detective movies here, for example, but maybe not in the last 20 years.
I think that the problem for us is that our movies, they are just in our cinemas. The few movies, they go to the festivals and people know there, but you know, the producers and people, they want to get the money. And if you make something different and people think, oh, it's you know, it's some different movie, well, we don't like it or something. So I hope this situation will change and genre movie, you know, the thrillers will be more in our cinemas, because I think the thriller is, nobody knows some good Czech thrillers.
Mm-hmm. If you couldn't look to the Czech tradition for inspiration, where did you look? Did you look to Hollywood or elsewhere?
You know, I like European movies, especially Nordic movies. They have the strong stories, great actors, great camera.
If I may jump in, something like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Did you enjoy that movie, or is that also something else?
You know, for me, it's more close to Hollywood, you know. I like the early movies of Lars von Trier. You can see in his movies the touch of the country, the strong people, you know, the amazing faces, and or the French movies, they have a good script, you know, and great characters. So,
mm-hmm. So these are some elements that are important or were important for you when you set about writing the script, because you also wrote the script.
Yeah.
So setting, character, those were important starting points.
You know, for me in the story of Vendetta, for me, was on the first place, you know, number one, the loss of the loved one, and, you know, what you are doing, you know, when somebody take you, the friend or the mother, daughter, you know, and what you will do, and...
And this is a situation that the lead actor, Ondřej Vetchy, that character finds himself in. He's lost somebody very close to him.
He lost someone who is very close to him, and... he must do something because he's got crazy to do nothing.
Now, from the trailer, you can see that the film opens in a very unusual setting. It's the middle of a forest.
The main story of the movie is in 3 hours. So I would to put the movie, you know, to the close setting. You know, people must think that doesn't exist, you know, another world, that it's just the now bad situation, you know, just the forest, no people there, no civilization, our main character is loose there, is alone, you know, so you could think that nobody is there who could help him. He's alone for the situation, you know. If I put the character into the middle of the city, there's thousands of people, but now you see the forest, just man, it's alone there for him.
What was the location? Where was this? Where was it actually shot?
The most of the location were the close to the Prague, you know, because actors they have a theater at the evening. So and we shoot it in March. So the sun is just until 4 p.m. For my inspiration about the location was the movie The Road, you know, the American movie. And I with the director of photography, Martin Sterba, we went to the lot of the forest, close to the Prague, and we finally find very, very nice and amazing for us, close to here.
The person who finds Fetki is played by Oldřich Kaiser, another well-known Czech actor. What is their relationship, or how do they get along?
I think for me, the Vendetta is different in the script because you don't know nothing about the characters. They just appear there and you just take it or don't take it. But, you know, maybe this will be a problem for some people. But about the question, the Ondřej Vetchy, the trailer star, that the Ondřej Vetchy is lying on the land and Kaiser will find him. And and the first situation is that the Kaiser thinks that the Vetchy is innocent, but during the time Kaiser get know that some things are different or bad. And you know, I think there is no time to think about the characters, what they do before.
Vetchy, as an actor, he's someone who has a very wide range. And he's also very physical. Was this a physical role for him, and was it demanding for both that reason and for the mental aspect?
It was for them, for Kaiser and Vetchy, very physical film, and for Ondřej, I think it was, you know, really hard for him because he doesn't play. You know, he doesn't play, he just become the characters. So for us, shooting ended each evening, but for him, no. And for me as a director, it's great because you create the characters on the script, and now you will see that he doesn't play it. He just the Pochman, you know, he becomes the Pochman.
What was the most difficult scene, do you think, in the movie to shoot, maybe for you or for them?
Ondřej told me that each scene for him was terrible because he must to think about the things which happened in the movie, you know. And for me, there is a hard scene, the most difficult scene, the second last from end, you know, because I would to make the scene in the one shot, one long shot, and there was a stuntman on the set and was cold, you know, so it was hard, but I think it looks good and people will like it.
I want to talk a little bit, as I have here, about Igor Chmela. Because he's a surprising actor. I've watched him for a few years now, and I think I saw him for the first time on HBO.
Yeah.
It was very funny. Yeah. He was doing a sketch about being a perfectionist. He has many different facets.
Yeah. You know, for me, he's a man of thousand faces, and you know, for me, it's great. And I think he worked very hard on himself. And for me, he's a great actor, and a lot of people told me after they watched Vendetta that Igor Chmela is the biggest surprise. And he's a bad man, the corrupted cop. And anyway, the only actor, you know, when I started the writing the script, I knew that Igor Chmela will be the cop.
Since you're talking about writing, the transition, I imagine, from being a script writer to directing is a big one, isn't it? There's a big difference in the process. How did you find this division of labor?
You know, for me, I want to make the original movies. You know, I like the people like Peter Zelenka or others because they are make a script and they go to direct. Is, you know, for me, it's a big hell because when you writing the script, you are creating the characters, and for you, the characters are like, you know, the kids. You know all about them, and I think it will help you on the set. But with your questions, you know, for me it wasn't so hard because when I write a script, I see it. When I start the writing script, I have idea to make a low budget movie. You know, it's not hard to write a scene with thousands of elephants and other crazy things. But then we are a small country, no budget for the great movie. So I write the script like a psychological, and I tried to keep the script in the real, you know, the position to make a psychological, just few characters and hard stories. That's the way how you can make a movie in 20 days.
That was the film director Miroslav Ondruš, whose debut is now in Czech theaters, Vendetta. If you'd like more information on that, be sure to visit our website, radio.cz, to get the address. Very interesting film indeed. Now, though, we turn to our final feature for this day, which is another edition of our long-running language series, Soundcheck, in which you can learn the Czech language through song lyrics. And today's episode is by Pavla Horáková.
You are listening to Soundcheck, Radio Prague's own Czech language series in which you can learn Czech idioms through song lyrics. Today's song is Sladké mámení, or Sweet Deception, by Czech pop singer Helena Vondráčková. It is the central tune from the hugely popular 1982 family movie S tebou mě baví svět. The phrase we are listening out for is házet za hlavu. The phrase házet za hlavu or hodit za hlavu in the perfective aspect means to throw something behind your head, but its actual meaning is forget about it, ignore it. The singer suggests we should be free, adventurous, escape from boredom and just forget about all our troubles. Všechny trable házet za hlavu. Yes, Czech has borrowed the English word trouble, misspelled it, and gave it a slightly expressive tone. So once again, listen to Sladké mámení or Sweet Deception. Singer Helena Vondráčková urging us to just forget about all our worries. Hoď to za hlavu is a piece of advice that a friend can give you if they can see you are worrying about something that is not worth it anymore. Equally, they can say vykašli se na to, which is an extremely common Czech phrase, literally meaning cough on it, but implying just ignore it, forget about it. Netrap se tím is not quite an idiom, but means the same. Don't worry about it. Have another listen. Today we have learned the phrase házet za hlavu, meaning to forget about something, not to worry about it. Another similar phrase is nedělej si z toho těžkou hlavu, literally don't make your head heavy with it. So if you find today's phrase is too difficult to remember, nedělejte si z toho těžkou hlavu, just don't worry about it. Thanks for listening today, and as always, you can find all our Czech language lessons on Radio Prague's website, www.radio.cz. Finally, a few more bars of Sladké mámení by Helena Vondráčková. Thank you.
Sladké mámení by Helena Vondráčková, ending that episode of Soundcheck with Pavla Horáková. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this day. We want to thank you so much for joining us, and take care.